The Taliban government of Afghanistan has surprised the whole world by making an announcement on the 30th of November. Taliban said that India can restart its stalled projects in this country. On the other hand, when Tehreek-e-Taliban Pakistan i.e. TTP has opened a front against Pakistan in India's neighboring country, in such a situation, Taliban's invitation to India is saying a lot. In fact, on November 28, TTP's Defense Chief Mufti Mujahum announced the end of the ceasefire against the Pakistani government through a letter, and a day later, the world is smelling a conspiracy in the positive attitude of the Afghan Taliban towards India. The former officials of the intelligence department of this country have also warned India about Taliban extending a hand of friendship towards India. He says that Taliban-ruled Afghanistan may improve relations with India, but it should not neglect its security at any cost. In such a situation, the question arises that what does the Taliban want from India? Why is Taliban taking interest in India? The Taliban said on Wednesday that India can restart 20 stalled projects in Afghanistan. Afghanistan's news channel Tolo News quoted Afghanistan's Ministry of Urban Development and Housing, MUD, as saying, India is expected to resume work on at least 20 projects in several provinces of the country. MUD spokesperson Mohammad Kamal Afghan also said, these projects were implemented during the previous government, but were delayed due to political changes or other issues. They are now interested in restarting these projects. In fact, India built the Afghan parliament in Kabul for $90 million. A block in this building has been named after former PM Atal Bihari Vajpayee. Meanwhile, Pashwok Afghan News said that the acting Minister of Urban Development and Land Affairs Maulvi Hamdullah Nomani has appealed to the business community of India to invest in the urban development sector of Afghanistan. The ministry wrote on its Twitter handle that the acting Minister Nomani met Bharat Kumar, Charged Affairs Deputy Ambassador of the Indian Embassy in Kabul. During this, acting Minister Nomani said, Indian businessmen can invest in the urban and residential sector, especially in the new Kabul city project. Nomani further said, India has worked on some projects in Afghanistan in the past, some of them remained incomplete due to non-payment. He also asked the government of India to clear its stand regarding the incomplete projects.